Hey, Mighty Man of God, Dr. Joe Martin here. Man, I can't tell you how many men usually approach me and they tell me, Dr. Joe, man, God has been calling me to do what I see you doing, man. Teaching, coaching, mentoring, and leading men. I just don't know where to start. Well, if you're really serious and that man is you, and you're looking to build a profitable side hustle and make a living doing something you love, which is impacting people for the kingdom of God, then you might want to check out my friend Steve Cochran and his team at Giant. They help men who have a heart for ministry like you and me become certified leadership coaches. Now, if Steve Cochran's name sounds familiar to you, it should because he's been a guest on our podcast. Now, if you don't know, their organization, Giant, has been in the leadership space for over 13 years. They used to own and operate the John Maxwell brands, and they ran the Leadership Cast conferences where speakers like Jim Collins, Henry Cloud, Malcolm Gladwell, and Simon Sinek all have made regular appearances. They have over 500 coaches working in over 127 countries, and their coaches are being hired by companies like Chick-fil-A, Pfizer, Delta, and more. And yes, most of those coaches started exactly where you are today. Giant literally gives you everything you need to start your own coaching business from scratch. You get hands-on training from top-level coaches to learn the exact methodology and tools that six-figure coaches are using. You receive an all-in-one online platform to run your entire coaching business, even if you want to work 100% remotely. And you'll even get to join a thriving community of other coaches around the world to help you grow your dream. So to get started, Giant is hosting a coaching business workshop to help you learn the ins and outs of how to build a successful coaching business, even if you're just getting started. This workshop is 100% free to our Real Men Connect podcast listeners, and you can reserve your spot by going to giant.tv/realmenconnect. That's giant.tv/realmenconnect. So if you're ready to use your God-given influence to impact people and generate income while you're doing it, just go to giant.tv/realmenconnect. That's giant, G-I-A-N-T, dot T as in Tom, V as in victory, /realmenconnect. Hello, Mighty Men of God, Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men start at the end of themselves. Oh, I think that's worth repeating. I say real men start at the end of themselves. Now, I don't know if I've had the pleasure or the chance of meeting you at a speaking engagement as I travel all over the country, speaking at churches, at conferences, or if you know me in person. But if you've ever met me in person, you probably noticed something peculiar about me. Not only that I'm short, but more importantly, that you will always see me wearing some wristbands. I don't care what I'm wearing. I could be wearing a tuxedo. I'm always wearing a wristband, two wristbands in particular. And if you see me, one has, they both look identical, but they're different because they have different inscriptions on them. The one on the right has the word integrity inscripted on it, integrity. Now, I wear these bands as reminders for me to make sure I stay on the path. Now, integrity means doing the right thing at the right time in the right way, even when it's tough to do it and even when nobody's looking. That is integrity. But I want to draw your attention to the left band that I wear on my left wrist. And it says, it's not about me. That's right. I wear a wristband on my wrist that says it's not about me. Now, I've been wearing these wristbands probably now for about at least 12 or 13 years. I've lost track. I never take them off. I mean, even when I'm in the shower, which is too much information for you right now. Now, I've given them away, but I've always replaced them. But I keep them on constantly unless somebody asks me for it and I give it to them as a gift. And that's happened on a rare occasion. But however, the reason why I have the one on the left, it's not about me, is because I realize that I have a problem. I'm always on my mind. Can you relate to that? I mean, I'm always thinking about me. Now, the reason why I'm sharing that with you today is because I came across a wonderful book of a guest who I've been trying to get on the show forever. So Cal Ottoman, if you're out there listening, bro, I want you to be on the Real Men Connect podcast. We're working on it, and I feel it's close and it's going to happen. We're going to get Cal Ottoman on the Real Men Connect podcast. Now, if that name sounds familiar to you, it should, because he's the author of probably one of the best-selling books, or at least most popular books in the Christian arena, and it's called Not a Fan. Very rarely do you run into any person who's a believer in Christ, who's serious about their commitment and following Christ, who has not read Cal Ottoman's book, Not a Fan. But I want to bring your attention to another book that he's written. Now, it's not a new book, but it's an old book, and it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. But I just came across it because a friend of mine recommended that I read it. And the name of the book is called The End of Me. That's right, The End of Me. Now, the book is phenomenal, and I'm not going to do a review of the book right now on the Real Men Check-In, because you know we keep these short, but I want to share something with you from the book that stood out to me. Now, I hope that you go and get Cal Ottoman's book, but if you don't, I want to share something from that book that just impacted me more than anything else that he wrote in that book, and it actually was a letter to himself. It was a letter to himself, who he calls me. And it's so impactful that I wanted to share it with you. So with Cal Ottoman's permission, I want to read to you the letter he wrote to himself. And I think it's a letter that we all should write to ourselves. And this is how he starts it off. It says, "Dear me, I've known you for as long as I can remember. You know, I once heard there's a friend who sticks closer to you than a brother. And yes, that's us. Though I doubt that's what the proverb was talking about. I've been close to a lot of people, but you and me, we have quite an attachment. Now looking back, it's fair to say that I've treated you pretty well. As a matter of fact, more times than I can count, I put you ahead of everything and anything else. Do you agree? As we were growing up, I've tried to make sure you were always at the front of the line. I saw to it that you got the biggest cookie on the plate, the best parking spot, and the comfiest chair in any room that we entered. In school, I noticed the little things you liked, and I went after them. You always loved attention, so I did everything in my power to see that you got it. You still like the spotlight, so I maneuvered to keep you in its glare. Now that we have the internet, I have more tools. I post only the pictures that show you at your very best. Anybody would think you're living the dream. Have you seen the comments people write about you? When you have struggled or had a hard time, I've done my best to keep that our little secret. I've tried to make you happy. Yeah, it was easy to keep you happy when you were a cute little tyke, because a simple temper tantrum got the job done. Then as we grew older, I had to be a little more discreet. You wanted to keep winning and getting your way, and all the while looking humble and assuming. Now that's tricky, not to mention tiring. Take marriage for example. I promised to love and honor my wife, putting her needs ahead of my own, but you constantly insist on being first. Sometimes there's a little voice in my head in the middle of the night saying, get up and take care of the baby, dude. Let the lady sleep. Now, I know it's not your voice. You hate struggling to get out of bed at 3 a.m. You speak up and say, pretend we're asleep. And more than not, I comply and put you before her. Me, I know how you can get defensive, but you have a tendency not to give me all the information. Like, remember when we were walking through the sporting goods store? That wasn't your finest hour. I love to see you excited, but we should have taken a look at the budget first. As a matter of fact, you never seem to care about dull stuff like bills, consequences, and what happens tomorrow. I've said more than a few harsh words on your behalf to certain people, and you've never warned me about the mess. You never told me I couldn't unsay what I said. I love you, me, but I can't keep living for you. You always insisted that if I just keep you happy, then I'd be happy. As simple as that. But you know what? It's not as simple as that. It never has been. Me, I've let you be in control and sit in the driver's seat, but it's clear that you can't be trusted. You keep insisting you know the way we should go, but it always seems to be a dead end. I've looked into some other options, and I've decided to begin a journey down a different path. It's narrow and it's difficult, and not many people choose it, but I know it leads to real abundant life. However, there's no easy way to say this. I can't take this path if I bring you along. So me, this is the end of you. Sincerely, me." Wow. Wow. I want you to even play this back again. I want you to listen to it again, because maybe there's a letter that you need to write to yourself about you. Because remember, real men start at the end of themselves, not at the beginning. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one rated podcast on Apple Podcasts for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man that God has called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.